Welcome to the Star Wars Collector Podcast, episode number 128. I am your host, Brian, and with me, as always, are my co-hosts, Carl and Dwayne. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Carl. Good to see you guys.
Likewise. Yeah, it's good to be back again talking about Star Wars.
Talking about Star Wars.
All right. Let's see. This time, we'll start with Carl. What'd you get?
Oh, yeah. What'd you get this last month?
Okay, I got the Journey of Anakin Skywalker 3-pack, finally, it came. And I ordered mine from Disney, so it took a little bit longer than Hasbro Pulse. And for our people that's Patreon that's seeing the video, I'm showing a close-up of it now. But you get three figures. As said last month, you get the Anakin Skywalker Clone Wars. You get the Darth Vader from the Ahsoka series. And you get the Darth Vader at the end when he gets electrocuted in Return of the Jedi. And I also got the, what did I do with that? Oh, there it is. The Clone Wars Asajj Ventress Vintage Collection. Nice. I thought she turned out really well. I think that she looks really good. And that is number 364.
I don't think I've got mine yet.
And I got the Armored Commando Trooper guy. And he looks pretty cool, but I don't think he's deluxe, even though he is a deluxe figure. And I got the Battle Droid 4-pack, and what I like about this one, instead of those little baggies on the inside this time, they are in a tray, a little plastic tray. So
nice. I haven't opened mine yet.
A shout out to Hasbro for upgrading that instead of just having them all loose and little baggy like things.
So much for Hasbro's environmentally safe or free plastic free packaging.
Yeah, it's okay. I got the Disney Droid R2-DL70. I got the
you're welcome.
Yes, thank you, Brian. And I got the retro Ahsoka figure, the one from the Ahsoka series, the one with the robe, the cloak, or whatever. It's different from the other one. And I got a retro chopper, but unfortunately, I might pick up another one eventually because he is loose, and I'm showing him right now for our Patreon members that watch the videos. But that should complete my Ahsoka. That means I have all the retro figures now, except for the one that I was stupid not to buy with the Monopoly game. That's the only one I'm missing now.
The Monopoly game?
Wasn't there a Monopoly game with a Remnant Trooper or something retro figure? Or was that another game? Maybe it wasn't a Monopoly game. Maybe it was something else.
Monopoly had a Remnant Stormtrooper in it, I think.
Yeah, but isn't that it was retro?
There
was a Trivial Pursuit.
Okay, well, what was the
are you talking about the Snowspeeder Luke?
No, I'm talking about there's one retro figure that was a trooper or something that was in with a video with a game.
Yeah, it was. Oh, okay. Was that a Monopoly?
I think it was a Remnant Stormtrooper though.
Yeah,
and some.
But it wasn't. Is that the only like retro figure you don't have?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the only one I'm missing now. Yes, then I'll have all of them. Gotcha.
I have that one.
So many times I saw it in the past, and now I'm afraid to look and see what it's going for now. Oh, well. And that's all I got for this past month.
Okay. Well, Brian, why don't you go ahead and fill in the blanks on your acquisitions this month?
Yeah, they're all back here. I forgot to grab them, but you can see them right here. There's a bunch of them stacked up. The Revenge of the Sith retro figures, the new versions of the New Hope ones, with it's got Walrus Man,
Dr. Evazon,
Luke Rebel Ceremonial. Fleet Trooper, Han Stormtrooper, a bunch of others. And I got the Acolyte Sand Trooper. Yeah, I got the Acolyte retro figures. I don't know why they were just cheap, so I got them.
You got the sickness, man.
Yeah. I built three sabers while I was at Disney. Three of the Savi's lightsabers.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I do not bring them in here with me. I got a clone trooper helmet popcorn bucket. And I got
Is that from Disney?
That's from Disney. Yeah, it's from Hollywood Studios. They're the ones that have those. I wanted the Death Star one, but they didn't have any. They were all out. And now they've gone to these. And then, of course, the same figure that Carl talked about, the R2-DL70. I actually have it here beside me for those that are looking at it. So it's the 70th anniversary of Disneyland. Yeah, that's right.
We got the 50th of Walt Disney World a year or two ago.
That was, like actually R2, 4 years ago.
R2 WDW 50 or something like that.
Yeah. So this one, this one's
so in like five pastel to 10 years. Color. We can expect one of those.
Yeah. This one's in like pastel colors.
Yeah. I kind of thought that was a color theme of like their fireworks, you know, at night, maybe.
Yeah. It's like light blue, light purple, yellow, that kind of stuff. A little bit of gold on it. But that's all I got. I can't think of anything else right now that I've picked up. I may have gotten some figures, and I can't remember what they are. But I don't think I got the Asajj yet. I think I'm still waiting on that one.
Mine came from Amazon.
Well, I'm kind of like you, too. Now that I think about it, it seems like I did get Asajj, but I didn't come across it today when I was going back through my figures. So maybe I did, maybe I didn't. I'd have to actually check my notepad with ones and check them off as I get them. I should have checked that. Anyway, so this month I got two new Epic World of Action figures. I got the new Luke Skywalker and X-Wing play set that Carl showed off last month. And then also got the new Epic World of Action Chewbacca Deluxe figure that comes with extra accessories and costs a little bit more. But it's a nice Chewbacca figure, you know, if it didn't have those silly accessories with it. But then if it didn't have the silly accessories with it, the kids wouldn't want to buy it and play with it, would they? Well, maybe they would, but I think those make it more playable for the smaller, younger kids. So two of those. I got two TVC editions that I know of for sure. I got the Momaw Nadon deluxe figure in.
I got that one too. I forgot about that.
Yeah. And then I got the Battle Droid 4-pack that you guys got in. Haven't opened mine yet either. So I think I did see, Carl, that you had shared that was in that tray like that. I got some Droid Factory stuff like you guys. I got the R2 DL70. Also, I'm pretty sure that I just acquired it this month from Brian was the special release Droid Factory B1-940, which was a anniversary celebration droid for Fantasia, the movie.
What?
It came out in 1940. It's a BB droid. You were able to get somebody to get them for us. So one of your buddies or somebody got them for us.
No, I didn't get that one.
I thought you were the one that got
those. I've never even heard of that one. I got the Boba Fett 4-pack.
Oh, that was from you? Okay. Well, where did I get the B1-940 from?
Beats me.
I don't know. Maybe that's an older one. It was in my box of stuff that I thought was new. Anyway, so boy, Droid Factory stuff, and then I also got the retro, I'm going to call it New Hope 3, version 3, 6-pack, finally from Target. After our initial orders were all canceled, we were kept checking at what 4 a.m. and finally found them available to order online. And now I'm seeing pictures rolling in online of shelves with 6, 7, 8, 9 packages of them sitting in Targets. So I guess the scare was all for nothing. It was just,
I don't even see Target, that droid.
Target.
Are you sure that was the right one even? Because I'm not even seeing that one. The only one thing close is C1-940, which is that Mickey Mouse droid that you got us.
Okay. I got the letter wrong then when I was typing it in a minute ago. I thought it was a BB droid. So C1-940.
Yeah, that's that like chopper droid. It looks like Mickey Mouse paint scheme. Yeah.
Looks like the Sorcerer's Apprentice Mickey Mouse paint scheme. Okay. Good job, Brian. Okay.
I was like, am I missing one?
I don't know.
But no, I've got that one.
Okay. Lastly, I purchased my first ever and my only ever, probably, Black Series action figure. And it is, drumroll, the George Lucas Stormtrooper disguise figure.
I have that one.
The it's only cool reason fit. I purchased this was somebody posted or popped up on Facebook that Walmart.com had them for $20. And I was like, $20, that's less than original retail. And I don't know what they're selling for on the secondary market, but I jumped on it. I have Walmart Plus, so I got free shipping. and it was here in 2 days. They shipped it in a brown paper envelope, though, but it came, it's in pretty good shape. But I always said I would like to have that one if it's going to be the only one that they make, you know, other than the really old George Sekul Celebration exclusive from, what was that, probably 2002 or 2004, somewhere around then. So, and it's a really good likeness of George Lucas. Donna, my wife, was even impressed.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's cheaper on eBay.
Is it?
Yeah. A lot of them are selling for 15 to 20. Some of them are actually a little higher than that, depending on how, I don't know, I guess condition maybe? I don't know. Yeah.
I saw one at the ICCCOM, and I started to pull the trigger on it. Then I think it was still, he was asking $24, $25, but I didn't. So I saved a few bucks.
I think I have an extra one.
And it's one that I'll probably just keep separate from my regular collection, just kind of set it on a shelf as a knickknack type of thing.
And it does look better than the Saga Collection Stormtrooper Lucas that we got many, many years ago.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's a terrible-looking figure.
But then when you go down that rabbit hole, I think I've mentioned that about getting the Paz Vizsla, which is the head sculpt is, what's his name?
John Favreau.
John Favreau. And isn't there a Trapper Wolf?
Yes.
Dave Filoni. So there you go. There's a rabbit hole for you, for me to go down. Okay, but that was all I got this month.
All right. Well, we got some meeting news. Our Ashland area will have their meeting on the 12th for those that are here, I guess, because also on the 12th is the Ohio Star Wars Collectors Club's Summer Social in Dayton, Ohio. And are you guys, I know, Dwayne, you said you're wanting to go.
Yeah.
Are you going, Carl?
I don't think so. I don't know what I got going on. I might be busy that day. I've had a lot going on the weekends recently.
Because it looks like now it's just going to be me, you know, going. Because Stephanie's sister's having a 40th birthday party, which I don't really want to go to.
I hope she doesn't listen to
this podcast. She doesn't watch this podcast. Yeah.
No, she doesn't, but Stephanie does. Yeah, no. She already knows that I'm not
going. Well, I mean, you know, that's one of those things that you can wish her happy birthday anytime, but you can only go to the Oswalk Summer Social once.
Mm-hmm.
Once a year.
Yeah, once a year. So, and they're having a mini golf tournament in the morning. So I never heard back from you, Dwayne. Or
I meant to look at what time that started and what time that would put us leaving.
I want to say 10, but I wouldn't swear to it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not out of the question if that's the only way that I've got to get there.
Okay.
So, yeah. So we got those two things actually going on, both on July 12th. One in Ohio and one here in Kentucky. I haven't seen any news about any specifically planned meetings on the other end of the state for the month of July. Generally, they'll have something either in Louisville or Lexington or both or neither or in between in Frankfort, or it just depends. So if you're on that end of the state, or if you're in the southern, southwestern Indiana or whatever area and want to, you know, go to one of our Kentucky Star Wars Collector Club, get-togethers, just continue to check our Facebook and see a Facebook page and see if there's an announcement listed.
Yep. So that brings us to other items in other months ahead of time. We'll tell you that the auction is happening on August the 23rd, and it will actually be in New Albany, Indiana, which is across the river from Louisville,
right?
So not very far. That will be the Kentucky's club auction. And then our fall festival will actually be here in Flatwoods, Kentucky on September the 27th. And it starts at, what, noon?
Noonish. Yeah. Yep. And there'll be more information, of course, available for that in following months, you know, next month and even the beginning of September. We'll be nailing down some details and what the menu is going to be and, you know, table reservations and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of surprised that the the auction is so late in the year because I won't be there. That's going to be the first weekend of Bo's soccer. So that'll be his first game of the year.
Right. Yeah. If I had to guess, I'd say probably just facility availability. They hold it at one of our members' church facilities and those things, you know, with summer weddings and whatnot going on, those things, those church venues can fill up fast over the summer. Okay. Looks like we've got some new collectible announcements in the, you know, categories of action figures and collectible statues and stuff. You know, we really don't delve much into stuff like cards and comic books and stuff on this particular podcast, but we do have some new announcements. There was a Hasbro Pulse event in early June, right before Father's Day, and they announced some new vintage collection items. One is going to be a new version of Darth Vader's TIE Advanced fighter. TIE Advance. Don't D on the end. TIE Advance Starship fighter.
I think it does have a D on the end.
I don't know. I copied and pasted that straight from the announcement. So so that's going to be a Hasbro Pulse exclusive. So if you want to order one, you have to go on to HasbroPulse.com or get the app and order it through there. It comes with a new version of Darth Vader, which will be numbered VC-334. Packed in, and I think it retails for
$139.99.
Yeah. So, wow. We were already paying $100 for X-Wings, and now we're going to pay $140 for a Darth Vader.
And no electronics. Me. There's no electronics in it, too. You'd think for $140.
You'd have. Pretty much the age of Hasbro putting electronics in anything is gone.
But for I'm refusing
to buy it.
Yeah, 140 is just too much. I think it gets on sale at some point. I really do.
I just want the figure. Because it's a numbered figure. I just want the figure. I don't care about the ship, to be honest. I mean, I know it's going to be practically the same Darth Vader we've had a million times.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. I heard. I think that those of who have examined the early photos are talking like it's the Rogue One Darth Vader, maybe with a little bit of a change in deco. So also they announced a another 4-pack army builder set, and this time it's going to be snowtroopers. So right after they released a snowtrooper on a single card and everybody rushed out and tried to order a bunch of those for army building, they decided to do a 4-pack, and that's also a Hasbro Pulse exclusive, or should I say Imperial Stormtrooper Hoth gear. But we all know there's snow troopers. And then a little bit sort of a lesser news, Hasbro did re-release three figures, no changes, no same card backs and everything. I saw that they were re-released to Target, but I'm assuming they're going to be available just about anywhere. And that is the Gamorrean Guard, a Bib Fortuna, and a Bomb Vimden. All are reissues.
I did see one thing different about them. They will be on thicker cards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they cost more.
Yeah. The Morning Guard is technically a deluxe figure, according to them, so it is $24.99.
Do you see where they're doing away with the deluxe cards?
Yes, which makes me happy.
Yes, me too.
I want regular size cards.
Yeah, I don't care if the bubble takes up the entire front.
Yeah. I'm with you.
So it was another failed experiment on their part. They thought that I guess maybe they thought the bigger card would make it seem like it was worth the extra money, but not to us. Either we're going to buy it or we're not. And honestly, some people aren't buying those bigger carded figures because they don't fit neatly into their displays. They don't fit star cases. I'm sure hopefully somebody out there is working on yet another new star case that'll fit those cards, because they're 7x9 instead of 6x9, I think. So they were only an inch wider.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it for vintage collection. So one of you guys want to delve into the Black Series announcements?
You can go ahead, Brian, since you buy some Black Series.
I don't buy any anymore.
Not at all?
No, actually, I haven't bought one for a while. But the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive this year will be Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin Skywalker set with a diorama and lots of accessories. What does it look like? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, it's based on their final duel on Mustafar.
Oh, okay.
Revenge of the Sith. Middle of the lava river floating on one of those lava mining platforms.
Oh, okay.
And it's got a lot of that translucent flame lava slash set pieces.
That'll make it look better.
It comes with one of those little hovering droids that at one point I think Anakin jumps on its head in order to get across the lava. And so it's basically based on that final right before Anakin gets s'mored.
All right. Yeah, I did not get to see any of the reveals because I was out of town. Also, the Ronin, I think that's a single card or a single box version now this time, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And then Barriss Offee. It's colored instead of black and white.
Oh, okay. Then Barriss Offee, a Jedi Temple Guard, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and a 212th Clone Trooper set from the Disney store. Halloween.
Now, actually.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
A Halloween Dathomir Witch, which is an Amazon and a fan channel exclusive. Halloween the Ghost, the Emperor Royal Guard. So it looks like a ghost, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Does. And it's a Target exclusive. And then a Halloween the Mummy, which is a Night Trooper. It's a Walmart exclusive. Okay.
Yeah, the Ghost is actually kind of neat because it glows in the dark. It's made out of that glow-in-the-dark plastic.
Okay. And then we got IG-11. This is from the Epic Heroes line. IG-11 and Grogu with a speeder bike.
And it's already in stock in Amazon because I ordered it this morning.
Yeah.
Before you go on, a little retro collection news that some may not have heard if they're not in that retro Facebook group. Mr. Steve did say the next set of retro figures is wild, whatever that means.
Whatever that means.
Maybe it'll be from Empire. Since we got a New Hope this last time, maybe the next one will be Empire.
But using the word wild makes me wonder, though.
All right. You want to finish up the announcements there, Carl?
Okay. Sideshow, we have a Darth Nihilus premium format statue. And also from Sideshow, we have a Pagetti Rook Sith Guard 1/6 scale high-end collectible figure. And we have a Darth Maul Mythos premium format. Gentle Giant Hot Toys Saucy 10 1/6 scale figure. By the way, has there been any Gentle Giant news since the last podcast we did?
No, I haven't heard anything.
I haven't either, so I was wondering if you all might have heard something. Yeah. And Regal Robot is doing an Ephant Mon early concept manquette.
Yeah, the website still says that they're away.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, they, as far as I know, they let everybody go.
Yeah. The problem they're going to have is they're probably going to lose some of those licenses because they won't carry over to the new company or whatever. So it's probably going to be tricky for a little while, I bet.
Well, I mean, I'm already mad because they owe me two statues.
Yeah.
That I've already technically paid for because they were part of the membership, and I have not gotten them. One is a C-3PO one, and it's already right now 2 years behind.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
no wonder the company was in so much trouble that they ended up filing for bankruptcy. And
yeah,
so I'm not sure if I'll ever see it or not.
Yeah,
and then I can't remember what the other one was now. Plus, I had some jumbo figures that on pre-order, and you know, I don't collect all the jumbos anymore, but I just get the ones that I like. But now I don't know if I'll even worry about it.
Yeah,
because technically, right now we should be signing up for the next year, and they're not even there. So yeah,
it's a shame because they made some really good products.
Yeah, that's all the announcements. I want to go ahead and talk about my trip that I did. I went to Orlando, Florida, went to Disney World, and got to go through Hollywood Studios a few times. If you haven't been, Galaxy's Edge in Hollywood Studios is a super immersive area. They have all the people that work there are in character as far as like part of the land. So anytime you talk about something that's outside of there, they're like, I'm not real sure. I haven't been outside of Batu or whatever for a long time or whatever. You know, they'll say something to where, you know, they're still in character, but they try to give you hints as to what you're looking for. So they'll be like, maybe you need to go that way, or you know, stuff like that. But it's pretty cool. If you've never been, you need to go at least once. You know, just a lot of times we just walked around, you know, just looking around, seeing all the stuff there is, because it's a pretty big area for only having two rides, because they also have a I don't know what you call it, a lounge or a bar type place. You know, they don't serve just alcoholic drinks. They serve non-alcoholic as well. So it's like a cantina in the Star Wars universe. There's a place where you go and you build droids. There's a place where you go and you build lightsabers. There's two different food places there that serve in-universe named food. And it's not bad. I mean, there's, you know, of course, better stuff other places, but it's not bad for what it is. And then they have little shows here and there where they'll have Kylo Ren and the First Order Stormtroopers come out and do a, you know, show along with some Imperial office or First Order officers and stuff like that. And then you'll see Rey walking around. You'll see Chewbacca. You'll see the Mandalorian with Grogu. And they're all willing to take pictures, sign autographs, if that's your thing, you know, for the kids. There's also a bounty hunt that you can do with the plus versions of the bands that you use. Shoot, I forgot the name of them. What the heck are these things called?
Magic bands.
Magic bands, yes. There's magic band pluses, and you can go around doing bounty hunts and stuff like that and collect credits for doing it. So there's all kinds of different stuff to keep you occupied.
Cool.
I know you haven't been, Dwayne. Have you been, Carl?
I haven't been since they made the whole Galaxy's Edge area or whatever.
Oh, okay.
I've been many times when they just had the Star Tours ride, but no, I haven't been.
Oh, since. You need to go.
I know, I need to. I haven't been since the major upgrade.
Yeah, it's on the list of vacations in the next few years, probably.
Mm-hmm. Also, this coming weekend is a pre-release for Set 5 of Star Wars Unlimited, the card game that Fantasy Flight Games puts out. So if anyone is interested in that, look up your store, your local game store, for pre-releases. I'm surprised you guys haven't got into stuff like that.
Yeah.
I have nobody so many things I'm already into. Mm-hmm. I don't need to add more addictions, I don't think.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that leads us to our general discussion. We're coming to the end of vintage, actually. So I wanted to ask you guys, would you guys want to start talking about stuff after that? Like, say, when they came back out with Star Wars toys in 1995, start talking about those from set to set to set, stuff like that?
I think that would be fun, especially since there was so many variations and stuff like that. So I'd be cool with that.
Yeah, I think, especially since this is the anniversary year, 30th anniversary, we should at least, you know, have a couple of episodes talking about what it was like in 95, what got us back into collecting and stuff like that. So,
you know, yeah, because I think
if you're a regular listener, you know, obviously keep an eye out for that.
Was it later in the year? I can't remember exactly when in 95 that it actually came out.
I can't remember either. I remember seeing them at Heels the first time when I saw them.
I want to say it was summer or later.
I saw them at Walmart.
Yeah, I want to say it was summer or later.
Okay. So that leads us into talking about the few play sets we have left in vintage. And the first one we'll talk about is the Ewok Village Action Playset. That's what the thing's called. This book calls it. And if you've never seen it or know what it is, it's got three trees and then platforms connecting those trees together so that you've got this playset to put your Ewoks on. And then on that, one of the trees has a lift, an elevator system, that'll bring up your figures. Then the other thing is there's a net at the bottom underneath it that will capture, say, you know, Luke, Han, Chewbacca, Leia, R2, C-3PO. Then you've got this spit in the middle with a, you know, a place to start a fire, you know, so you can roast your Han.
Yes. Or save him real quickly before it happens.
And then, of course, it has a throne type thing where they carry C-3PO on it. Let's see. It cost $19.99 originally. Came out in 1983. Yeah, I know. For 1983.
That's a lot of plastic, you know, for a 1999, especially back then.
Yeah. Did you guys, you probably didn't have this, did you?
No, I never had it back then.
Do you have it now?
I do. I'm missing three pieces still, but I have it. I actually bought a piece from you that got me one piece closer. Yep. I'm still three pieces away from having it complete.
Dwayne, do you have one now?
I do, and I'm pretty sure mine is complete. I've never completely assembled it, but I know I bought it at, I think, Oswalk Summer Social.
Mine years is years ago right there.
The guy that sold it to me.
He's got some stuff laying on top of it right now. And that is my childhood one. I had that from when I was a kid.
Nice.
Of course, in 1983, I was 9. So you guys were a little older. You were teenagers.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find my reference book here, the Steve Sansweet and Action Figure Archive book, and they don't have it.
Really? That's odd.
The weirdest thing.
Which book is that? Is that the gold one or
the silver covered one?
Oh, silver colored one. Okay. I have that one somewhere, but I don't know where it's at.
I mean, it's got the Ewok combat glider and the assault catapult. But
is that the one that he did with Dan Curto?
No. I think he was by himself on this one.
Oh, okay.
Josh Ling, I'm sorry. He wasn't by himself. So anyway, I don't really have any extra info to add to the conversation simply because I don't. I don't see anything listed for it.
I mean, it came with also some wood railing, you know, or plastic.
Doesn't it have like some sort of a, and you may have mentioned this already, like a string on a wind up, like a wind up string that pulls like an elevator cage?
Yeah, I said there was an elevator.
Okay. And we got the boulder. The
boulder
is one of the things I'm missing.
A drum.
Yes. Yeah. So it's actually a really fun little set, actually.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I'm pretty sure I have it all.
And it's one of those things that you can find just the bare bones, just the trees, tree trunks or whatever, just about everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
They're in the junk bins.
Yeah, I need the net, the boulder, and one piece of the fire pit. That's what I'm missing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if anybody out there has those, feel free to contact us and let me know.
TSWCpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next one is the Jabba the Hutt action playset. It retailed for $12.99. It came with Jabba the Hutt, and then it came with his dais that he sits on, and then it came with Salacious Crumb, and then the hookah pipe, along with the little bowl that he would get his frogs out of, or whatever it was he was eating.
Yes.
And the one thing that this thing did was the little lever on the front would twist, and it would lift up the dais floor so that you kind of look like you were, you know, you could put somebody in there to like they were going to the Rancor pit.
Yeah.
So that, of course, you have to take Jabba off in order to do that. I always thought that was kind of weird. And I was like, shouldn't that be in front of him? But anyway, this came out in 1983 also, and it retailed for $12.99. Did any of you guys have this when you were a kid?
I did not have it as a kid. I do have it now, but not as a kid.
Nope.
Same here. I did not have it as a kid, but I have it now. I actually got it, I want to say, in the mid-90s, and I hate to even say what I did to get it, but I traded Optimus Prime complete for it, and I'm kicking myself for it because that Optimus Prime is worth a lot more money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get this for almost nothing. You could probably get it for 30, 40 bucks. Mm-hmm. But that Optimus Prime, several hundred complete.
Yeah, it kind of surprises me that it is still somewhat, you know, really affordable and cheap because, I mean, Jabba's an important character, and it is a cool little set to have.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, for the most part, it does look like him.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I think to this day, it's still one of the best sculpts, most accurate sculpts of Jabba the Hutt that we've ever gotten.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Now, did you mention that it had Salacious Crumb, the middle? Yes.
Are you not listening to me?
I'm sorry. No, not really. I'm looking at the book. It is in my book.
Okay, what has it got about it? There are some color variants to the Jabba as well, by the way. There's a lighter one. The head's a little lighter color on some of them than others. But other than that, it's not much.
A prisoner rope, it says.
Oh, yeah, it does have
it's
that, too.
It's got the little collar that's supposed to go around the neck of Princess Leia. Uh-huh. And, of course, you know, famously or infamously, we never got a prisoner Princess Leia figure in the original line of figures to go with it. So the only ones you could put on here would have been the Bespin or the original A New Hope Princess Leia's. Or I guess Boosh.
I've came really close over the years. Have you all saw the Stan Solo custom that he did of Leia? It's really good. I've came a couple times close of just buying it to display with that, but I never have.
So, I mean, to me, the fact that they included that little prisoner collar means that they had some thought of producing that figure. But I guess, you know, they shot it. Somebody somewhere shot it down, either because it was too revealing, too risque for a child's toy line, or, you know. The more sensitive thing nowadays is that she was referred to as Slave Leia, and that's been a social no-no.
Jabba's prisoner Leia or whatever.
I like some of them Hutt's been Slayer. Called her. Yeah, Hutt Slayer is what I was going to
Hutt
say.
Hutt Slayer, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
I consider him. Do you guys consider him an action figure? I do.
His arms, or a creature.
Yeah.
You can move his tail.
He's not really a creature, I guess, because he's sentient. Yeah, he knows, he talks and stuff, and yeah, so.
His arms move up and down, and his tail.
Some people consider him to be one of the figures. Does that make 97 then?
Yeah.
All right. Anything else on the Jabba the Hutt action?
What about Salacious Crumb? Is that a figure?
No.
He doesn't move, so he's not a figure, in my opinion.
Okay. Yeah, he has no action, so he's not an action figure.
Yeah.
He's a creature. All right. So then we got Jabba the Hutt Dungeon. And this one came out in 1983. It retailed for $11.99. It has a crane similar to the Droid Factory. The base is not quite the same as the Droid Factory one, but some of it looks similar.
It's like they filled in some of the holes in the Droid Factory base.
And this is, of course, got a blue-gray base with a brown boom and mast.
I thought it was black.
Not what it says on mine, but there could be different versions. I don't know. Maybe it's really dark brown.
Picture's not good enough on mine to.
But this one came with Return of the Jedi figures. Mm-hmm. If I can find where they're at here. IG 8D8 Nikto. Is that right?
Klaatu.
Yeah. And Klaatu. Yeah.
That was the original release version.
Yeah, that's the original. We'll get to the other one in a minute. Because it actually has a different page in my book.
Yeah, and this was
a series came out at a different time.
Yeah.
This one was not. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, it was. This one was a series exclusive, too. Okay. I have this one now. Do you guys have this?
Yeah. I do not have it. No, that's something I don't have.
I didn't have it as a kid, but I do have it now.
I picked this up at Columbus Toy Show.
Oh, okay.
And you have the box?
I
had those figures included in it. Yeah. Came with the box. And the figures, they weren't still in their baggies. They were just in clamshells. And actually, I turned around and sold those because I already had them in my loose figure collection.
Okay.
So I made my money back. I got $10 a piece for them. This one of the last things I think I got at a Columbus Toy Show, actually.
Okay.
Of course, I haven't been for two and a half years now.
It's been a while since I've been. I'm not a big fan of how much they charge now, and they got all those stupid wrestlers and crap.
Yeah.
And that's why they're charging us more now to get in, because of that.
That's why I quit going to that one and I go to the Xenia show, because it's only $5, I think, and free parking. So that's why I go to that one instead. Plus, it's bigger. So the other version of this came out a year later in 1984 for $13.99. So they raised, say, is that right? Did they raise the price up a dollar? Or was it the same price? I lost track now.
I think it was a dollar more. I think.
$2 more. It was $11.99.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, for $2 more, you got this in a tan base, which is also, this is also a Sears exclusive. This makes no sense why they were both Sears exclusives, but it came with three different figures. This one came with EV99, Barada, and Monoman, which are considered Power of the Force figures, so they're harder to get, making this set much more expensive if you get it in a box with these figures. I don't have this version. Of course, all I want is the base part of it, you know, with the boom and stuff. Yeah. Other than that, I don't care about the figures because I already have them.
Yeah, that's me too. I haven't bothered to pick one up yet because I only ever see the base itself, and then I would like to. Sorry.
It's all right. Yeah, this one I've seen at toy shows, but it's much more expensive and harder to find. Do you have this one at all, Carl?
No, I don't. I don't have it either. I've looked on eBay before, but I've just never jumped on it. And if you get one that's complete with, you know, with those figures, you're talking close to $1,500 on eBay.
Really?
Yes.
Is that in the box or
that's loose? With the box, yes. Because I've seen it before. That's crazy.
Wow.
But of course, a lot cheaper without the figures.
Yeah.
Of course, another big thing of buying these loose is that they do have unique stickers that it's hard to find them with the stickers still on them sometimes. But I'm sure this was just a, you know, towards the end of the line Sears catalog Christmas deal that they made with Kenner to try to keep it going.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
okay.
That's it. That's all for everything vintage. Oh, yeah. We talked about all the playsets, creatures, you know, figures, all that.
Yeah.
Vehicles.
What about collector cases?
We have not talked about those, I don't think. But we can talk about
those on my page.
Well, go ahead. Start us off.
Okay. So there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, basically 8 different types of figure collecting, carrying cases, carrying accessories.
Does that count versions too?
Huh?
Does that count different versions of them?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry. So the basic collector case was a vinyl, like briefcase type case that had 2 interior hard plastic trays. Each tray, I believe, has 12 or 14. I want to say 14 slots in it. So it may be just 12, though, because they may be just 24. It doesn't say here in this book. So anyway, there was one that came originally with the A New Hope, the Star Wars. And then for the Empire Strikes Back.
24,
okay. So, and these trays, of course, there were some that was some that released, let's see, 4 of the slots would have been bigger or smaller, but depending on, 8 of them, actually.
4.
So you could fit, 4.
No, just 4. 2 on the top, 2 on the bottom.
Okay.
Would have been bigger, 2 smaller, so then 4
but
smaller.
But between 2 trays, it would have been 8, yeah. 2 big ones, 2 small ones for Jawas, R2-D2s, and the small ones, Chewbacca, Darth Vader, and the bigger ones. And then if you turn them over, if you take all your figures out and turn them over, they have pegs on the back of them that you could use them as display stands. And, of course, taking them in and out of the case tears the case up. A lot of these vinyl cases have problems with the vinyl splitting, with the snap that kept it closed, splitting and breaking or coming loose. So, again, it's kind of hard to find them in really good condition.
Oh, yeah.
And each one had artwork on the front of it. A New Hope had its own unique artwork. It's just an inserted, full-color picture inside the vinyl. Apparently, Empire Strikes Back had 3 different versions. I was only familiar with two up until just now looking at this picture.
Yeah, I only know of two. Or wait a minute. Maybe there was three. There's Did they have the original A New Hope version was in a Star Wars version? Or, I mean, an Empire version?
Yeah. Yeah, it has the same photography as the Star Wars one, but it inserts the Empire Strikes Back.
I do not have that one.
Then they had one that was kind of pre-movie release that included new scenes and new characters from the Empire Strikes Back, but it left off Yoda because they were still trying to keep Yoda's image a secret. And then after the movie was released and Yoda was revealed as one of the main characters, then the last version of the Empire Strikes Back collector case had a big old Yoda head on it, along with other
I have that one, but I do not have the one with the Wampa on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to say that was the more rare.
Or the A New Hope version. Mm-hmm. I do not have that one either. Those are the only two of them I don't have.
Okay. And then lastly, there was, of course, a Return of the Jedi version with new artwork from Return of the Jedi scenes.
That's the most expensive one, I think.
Is it? So, surprisingly or not surprisingly, they didn't do a Power of the Force one. Also, around the same time, they released two sculpted collector cases. One was sculpted in the image of Darth Vader's helmet and shoulders. It was black plastic, and again, I don't have a count of how many figures it held. Probably about the same.
Well, what was it?
The Darth Vader case, probably around 20 or 24.
Oh, I have no idea.
Figures. And it was a clamshell type case that you opened up and the figures were stored on either side of it. And you had to be careful when you opened it and closed it because that was when you lost your weapons or lost the smaller figures out of it and stupid stuff like that. But it was really cool.
A quick Google, 31 figures. That's how many figures it can hold.
Okay. Thanks, Carl.
No problem.
And then you also had, which I think is the nicest one of them all, is the C-3PO head collector's case. It is a back metalized gold. I want to say it probably held the most figures. I'm sure Carl can Google that for us.
Yeah. I'm looking back at the Empire cases, and both of them have Yoda on it.
40 figures on C-3PO.
40. Okay.
So Dwayne called that more.
Yeah. Then there was, for Return of the Jedi, there was a laser rifle carry case, which was shaped like a toy laser rifle, similar to the ones, I guess, that some of the stormtroopers carried. The scope on it was actually the carrying handle. And again, it was, what do you call that? Stamp molded, I guess, plastic. It opened in a clamshell type fashion and could carry several figures and weapons. And lastly, there was the Chewbacca bandolier strap. This was just what it sounds like. It was a strap that went around, designed for smaller. I don't know if you can
see it behind me, but right there is the cardboard for it. Okay. I got mine still in the box.
Okay. So this was designed to go, like a bandolier around a small child's shoulder and chest. And it had little snap clips where instead of where Chewbacca would carry those ammunition pouches, this one carried action figures. And I believe it had foam in it to kind of help keep them. And nowadays the big problem is a lot of that foam is disintegrated. So finding one still in decent shape, and of course if you do find a decent shape, by all means do not put action figures into it because that will destroy the foam. Again, something that today I feel like we're very lacking. The only ones I had the original Star Wars vinyl case. That was the only one I ever had.
Oh really?
Yeah,
I had the original Star Wars vinyl case. I had the Darth Vader. I had the C-3PO. And I want to say that was it when I was a kid. That's the only three that I had.
I had Darth Vader and the original Star Wars one. And I had a couple of the knockoff ones that was non-Star Wars related that they did. That was like Space Case or something.
Star Case, yeah.
Yeah.
Space Case. Yeah, that's kind of what I did, how I worked that was the case that I kept my non-Star Wars 3 3/4 inch figure.
I did the same thing.
Battlestar Galacticas and my
Black Hole and stuff. Yep.
Fisher Price action people and stuff like that.
So
and you know, and with that original case, I doubled up. Each compartment had at least two figures in it, so that's how I was able to just have it one, you know, one case. It's like I would have my Farm Boy Luke and my Bespin Luke in the same compartment, or I would have, you know, because I only collected up through the, you know, Empire Strikes Back, so probably at, you know, my original collection probably only had about 40 or 45 figures in it. So for a 24, you know, slot case, then that was ended up being enough for that original collection. But yeah, so action figure collector cases. If you want to be a completist, then you got to have some of those too.
So now the only one that the only ones that I'm missing is the Empire one that looks like the A New Hope one.
Yeah.
And then also the Empire one with the Wampa on it. I have the others.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I've got a Darth Vader and a C-3PO now that I got. I think I bought them with a collection that I bought. I got those two cases. And then I've picked up, I know I have at least one of the Empire cases and possibly the Jedi case. Or I may have two multiples of the, I've got three or four of the vinyl cases, but I think a couple of them are duplicates.
Now look and see which ones you got. So, because if you got one that I need as an extra one,
yeah,
then I could possibly buy it off of you.
Okay. Yeah. In the year 2035, probably we'll get around to finding those somewhere very deep, deep down in the stacks.
Is it in your storage place or your house?
Oh, yeah. Storage place, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't use them anymore to store figures in. And you have to be careful. The later ones had red trays in them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you left your white figures laying in those red trays, then the white figures now have like a reddish orange color transfer on them.
The Jedi and then also that Empire with the Wampa, they both have red trays. The other ones, the two other Empires have tan trays, and the other ones have gray, the first one. Not sure why they changed colors, but oh well.
Whatever plastic was available.
I guess.
What we've always been told, you know, a lot of times with, you know, one-shots or early test figures is whatever plastic was in the machine at the time. So whatever was available at the plant, that's what color they decided on. Which is probably why we got the Jabba Dungeon playsets, you know, in a couple of different colors.
Why do you all think they don't make collector cases now? I mean, it seems like that would be the perfect thing for to do it with a retro exclusive figure or even this new Epic Hero line. It'd be perfect.
Any of them.
But we hadn't seen one, and I don't know when. It's been so long.
I think the Millennium.
The only thing I can figure is maybe they have. Yeah. They had they reissued the Vader and the C-3PO cases early on. With Power of the Force 2, and then there was a Millennium Falcon shaped one that they were, you know, trying to test or continue on with that type of case.
Two different Millennium Falcon ones, because one of them came with Wedge, and the other one came with a scanning tech officer.
Yeah, which was an odd choice for figures, but it was
kind of... Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the only way you could get them.
Yeah.
But after that, you know, nothing. So I know they do focus groups, they do surveys, and... I know with my kids, I don't know how Bo, you know, his play patterns are, but of course I packed my figures up and took them everywhere with me. I took them to my friends' houses. I took them to the bowling alley where my dad bowled every week. Tried to take them to school, but they wouldn't let me. But kids today don't really, you know, kids, even if they have these collections of action figures or Hot Wheels or whatever, they don't really carry them with them.
No.
They don't take them with them. They keep them at the house and play with them there.
His are just all laying around, or we'll find some big Tupperware Rubbermaid bucket or something to put them in.
Yeah, I know we bought Wesley, my son, Hot Wheels carrying cases, but he never carried them anywhere. He just used them for storage. But that, you know, like you said, that could have easily have been a tote, a little small Tupperware tote or a box. For that purpose, so they get you your money that way. So why not? You know, yeah. Okay, let's sell these easily made and manufactured collector cases, and people will buy them, but they'll only use them to store their collectors of toys in and never use them for their intended purpose. So I don't know. I'd like to see them back, though.
I would, too. I think it'd be fun with an exclusive figure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who wouldn't want, like, a Acolyte head collector case, you know?
Or what about a Grogu for the movie next year?
Oh, my goodness. If there was ever a collector case to be made, it's a Grogu collector case. So it's time to wind it up, I guess, for this month.
Yep.
We want to mention, of course, that we appreciate those of you who are our Patreons. And if you are interested in supporting this podcast financially in any way, it can be a dollar per month or any amount that you feel comfortable with. You can find us on patreon.com/thestarwarscollector. That's word.
Forward slash.
You're right. Forward slash. I don't know what backslash would get you. Probably nothing. So you can find us on Patreon, and we would appreciate your support. You know, these podcasts are unfortunately not able to be produced for absolutely free. There is some cost involved, and any amount that you can help would be appreciated. You can also always find us on Facebook.com, also at the Star Wars Collector Podcast, or add podcast onto that. We try to, from time to time, share news announcements and anything that we feel like that our listeners would find interesting on Facebook. You can find us on iTunes or anywhere that you can listen to a podcast. And if your podcast listening offers a review, we would appreciate your feedback on our podcast so that we can get some, notice and also be able to improve if needed. I'm sure we do. I'm kind of yammering right now as it is. You can probably say, Dwayne, stop yammering. So iTunes reviews and any other place you listen, feel free to give us some feedback and a review on that. We currently are not monitoring our Discord. But if that's something that you think that we should be actively participating in, just let us know. And one of us or all of us can start to checking it and coming on there and having a discussion with you in between podcasts. If for any reason you need to get a hold of us, it is tswcpodcast@gmail.com. That is TSWC, the Star Wars Collector Podcast @gmail.com. We are also occasionally active on X @TSWC Podcast. And this month,
Blue Sky as well.
Blue Sky as well. Yes, we use the same username there. And our Facebook shout out for our Facebook followers this month is going to go to Sean Markell. Sean, thanks for following us on Facebook, and we hope you're listening to the podcast as well. And am I forgetting anything, guys?
Nope, I think you got it. So until next time, hopefully we will try and get out a podcast for our Patreon members. We'll do something for that sometime this month.
Sure. Yeah, if you like what you're hearing for free and would like to have bonus content, like I said, check us out on Patreon, sign up for whatever you can afford, and then you would it'll be unlocked. The extra content will be unlocked for you.
Yep. So talk to you next month.
Take care, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.